Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, a moment to stop in our busy lives and listen to God. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 27 and 28. So anyone who eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord unworthily is guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. That is why you should examine yourself before eating the bread and drinking the cup. If you're employed, then you probably have the delight of an annual appraisal. The intention is to stand back from how things are going in order to acknowledge what went badly and what went well, and to reflect on how things can be strengthened for the year ahead. Conducted well, appraisals can be a great blessing, and I've always been grateful for the ones that I've had. Here Paul is suggesting that we need to conduct a self-appraisal on a regular basis before we meet together to celebrate Christ's death for us on the cross. The Corinthian church had clearly made a huge mess of their services. When they had a meal together to celebrate Jesus' death, some of them ate so much that there was nothing left for the others. It makes their services sound like a riot. Paul concluded that their services actually did more harm than good. That's a very severe conclusion. And although I've been to many different Christian services over the years, I've never had to be as harsh as that. For Paul, this special service was so important that everyone needed to prepare carefully for it, and crucial to that preparation was self-examination. When we examine ourselves, we need to be ruthlessly honest. This is a very serious business. No one would want to be found guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. As we look hard at our lives, we're not looking for perfection, because we'll all fall against that test. What the Lord wants to see in us is our honesty. As we allow him to shine his light on our lives, we need to acknowledge our failings and seek his forgiveness and renewal as we dedicate our lives to him. We come with empty hands so that he may fill us again with his blessings. Let me pray with you. Dear Lord, help us to be totally honest with you as we look at our lives. We seek your forgiveness. And we ask you to fill us afresh with the gift of your Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope you'll have a great day and will join me for Be Still and Know every weekday here on Premiere.